how much of a decline are we seeing in jury trials?
So the statistics that we have show that we only have 1 to 4% of the criminal cases that are filed in court decided by juries, and less than 1% of the civil cases that are filed in court are decided by juries.
Is this a relatively new trend?
Good statistics don't become available until sometime in the 20th century. So I can't tell you exactly when each of the dips occurs. But we do know, for example, that we had a significant criminal jury trial presence in the early 19th century. But then in the early 20th century, there was a lot of plea bargaining by that point.
What are some of the factors that are behind this trend?
One of the things that I don't talk about in the book that I want to mention on the civil side is arbitration. So a number of cases are now being decided by arbitrators instead of by juries. And that is a result of, in many situations where we have contracts that provide for arbitration in cell phone agreements, in cable agreements. But my book actually talks about a shift of authority from juries to different parts of government. For example, through plea bargaining, instead of juries deciding in over 90% of our cases, we've got prosecutors deciding. And the way they decide is they decide by offering a plea that has a sentence attached to it that is very different than the sentence that they would receive if they actually took their jury trial.
One of the other forces that kind of drives this, too, is the increasing imposition of mandatory minimum sentences.
That's right. Many crimes have attached to them a required sentence. Because of that, and if you're charged with that, and that's going to be the charge when you go to a jury trial, there's good reason not to take that jury trial and instead take a plea, which then is not going to end up with that same mandatory charge or sentence.
I mean, I think a lot of people think if someone accepts a plea bargain that they probably were guilty of a crime. And I guess they might wonder why this is a big problem.
I think the problem with this is that when we set up the Constitution, we set up the Constitution so that we would have some barriers between the government and ourselves. And so the jury is that barriers. Through plea bargaining, when we have over 90% of these cases actually pled, we don't have any barriers between the criminal defendant and the prosecutor. And so I think that can be problematic because the jury was supposed to be a check on the government. And now, because of plea bargaining, in particular on the criminal side, we don't have that check. But if we actually go back to the system which was set forth in our Constitution, which requires the prosecution to actually prove its case, then I think that's the better system.
The American criminal justice system has often been used as a model by other countries. Do you see any signs that these trends are spreading outside of the United States?
For the most part, what I saw was that the plea bargaining system that we have in the United States is looked down upon by many other countries, including England. England has stated that our system is distasteful. So I don't think that you see a trend of other jurisdictions actually following us. I see other jurisdictions criticizing us for our system.
Are there any signs anywhere in the U.S. that this trend is reversing?
Not that I can see. In fact, I just see it continuing to increase, and that is that you continue to have more and more plea bargains and that you have, as a result, obviously, fewer trials. I'm hopeful because of the intention to mass incarceration that has been brought in the last few years. I hope that we will also have attention brought to plea bargaining and the fact that plea bargaining is, I think, getting in the way of the government actually proving its case.
Anything else about this you want to mention that I haven't asked you about?
Well, we see the trend of fewer juries also on the civil side, and there are procedures such as what's called summary judgment that is used by a judge to decide whether a reasonable jury could decide for usually the person who's bringing the case. So prior to trial, a judge makes that determination in some set of cases. And I think that's troublesome, that a judge is supposed to decide what a reasonable jury could decide. That's difficult, I think, for anyone to decide. And it is getting in the way of the Seventh Amendment, which is another provision in our Constitution that provides for a jury in that circumstance in civil cases. So we see that actually a lot in employment discrimination cases. That motion, that request of a judge is made almost in every single employment discrimination case. And where that request is made, over 70% of those summary judgments are granted. So we see judges deciding really factually intensive cases on the civil side, especially in these civil rights types cases. And I think that is also problematic. You see a shift of authority from juries to another part of government, here judges.